The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today's question comes from Tamara, who lives in the town of Günzburg in Germany. And she wants to know, what is the chemistry behind a permanent wave hairstyle? As with so many things, the key to understanding lies in the smallest of details. In this case, the molecular structure of hair. Let's zoom in for a close-up. A single hair is made up of a bundle of fibers. A cross-section of it looks something like a cable spun together out of many different strands of wire. The individual wires are, in turn, made up of even smaller thread-like components known as fibrils. And in their turn, fibrils are made up of chains of protein molecules, mostly the tough structural protein keratin, that are twisted together and attached to one another with chemical bridges made of sulfur or hydrogen atoms. These firm bonds help give hair a very stable framework. If you want to change it, then you first have to dissolve the bonds. Tamara also mentioned in her query that she had noticed that her hair curls to some extent after she's been caught out in the rain without an umbrella. When that happens, it's because the hydrogen bridges between the keratin molecules have been temporarily dissolved. The curls never last long, though. As soon as your hair dries out completely, the bridges reestablish themselves and the strands return to their original shape. But of course, when you go to the hairdresser to get a perm, you want the effect to last a little longer. To ensure that hair remains curled for a lengthy period of time, you have to alter the disulfide bridges binding the keratin molecules. And water alone won't do the trick. Applying heat is one way to dissolve sulfur bridges, and inventors over the years have come up with some pretty adventurous devices for the purpose. Carl Nessler, the man who discovered the permanent at the beginning of the 20th century, experimented with his wife's proud mane and set it in flames a time or two in the process. Nowadays, things have fortunately gotten a little less dangerous thanks to the cold wave. As the name implies, heat isn't used in this procedure. Instead, chemicals like ammonium thioglycolate or the amino acid cysteine can be applied to the hair to achieve the same effect. Known as reducing agents, substances like these react with the disulfides in the hair keratin and split the bridges in two. If you apply a little heat, for example with a drying hood or a hairdryer, then it accelerates the process. In a second step, the hair's sulfide bridges are fixed in the new curled configuration with a different compound known as an oxidizing agent. Hairdressers mostly use hydrogen peroxide for the purpose. Performing the steps in the right order and the right way ensures that your hair will stay curly and wavy for quite a while, and will retain its coiled shape even after several washings. I wonder how I'd look with a permanent. Maybe it's time for a little experiment. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing up.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.